Hi, I'm Zach, and welcome to the November edition of the Sharpos Radio podcast. On this edition, we have interviews and music from the Remembrance Day, Pink Lily and Emily update us on the English Arthur Talk, we have an MFL Diversity Day language quiz, and our first quick five questions with Mr. Savage.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we're at Sharpos School for the Remembrance Sunday, a special event that brings together our community. We'll be hearing from some of the key people who made today happen.
We're here today with Robin, the parade marshal, who helped organise today's event. Thank you for speaking with us. The first question we have for you today is, what goes into organising an event like this?
Well, quite a lot. To start with, it's made easier because we know that there's a standard format, obviously, with the citation and that from Binion, and then of course the reveille and the 2 minute silence and then all that. But the elements either side of that, we don't normally do anything. Normally it was sorted out by the church. Obviously I've taken things on. Part of that is because I used to actually do quite a lot of acting and that, so they automatically decided that Robin's voice is big enough and loud enough to actually do things. The major challenges was just literally trying to make sure that it was interesting for people who were attending. It can sometimes seem a little boring, it's the standard thing, but hopefully with having a bit of a variance today, it's made it more interesting for people.
So what makes this event special for the British Legion?
The major one is that coming up to the event, they hold what they call the Poppy Appeal, which starts actually in October. That raises money when we buy the poppies and that. That money then goes to help servicemen who've either been injured or disabled, whatever. It goes to help the widows of servicemen who've lost their lives. It goes to help the children and that. So there's a lot of sort of money that goes in, even to the point that, I mean, they actually even have flats and houses that they rent to people, but of course they need to have sort of that sort of money to make them.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
We also have Miss Molyneux with us. Miss Molyneux, what are your thoughts on today?
It's been a fantastic morning, hasn't it? So we've had all representatives from the British Legion across at Astley Bridge. We've had the scouts and guides from the local area all in our school, as well as the fantastic bagpipe band and the drums, which was amazing to see coming into school this morning. It's the first time we've ever held it here at Sharpos, and I think it's been a real positive thing for the school and for the local area.
Yeah, it was really amazing. But what would you say this event means to our school and our community?
So I think it's really important that we continue as a community to remember Remembrance Day and make sure that all our students and community celebrate that every year. And the fact that we could offer something to the British Legion so that they could have a space to commemorate the day, and hopefully they'll do that every year going forward now. It means a lot to the school that we were able to do that for the people of Astley Bridge.
Yeah, what would you say were some of like the main highlights for you?
So seeing the band of Astley Bridge coming into the car park, coming up into the school with a guard of honour of our gold ties was absolutely amazing. Some of the people here today said it almost brought a tear to their eye. It was so brilliant.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Ping Lily. And on the 7th of November, we got the brilliant opportunity to attend the English author talk with Pooja Puri, the writer of the contemporary novel, The Jungle.
So we are in Year 9 and are currently studying this novel in English lessons. All of Year 9 were able to be a part of this inspiring author talk.
As mentioned, my name is Pooja Puri and I'm really excited to be talking to you today about my book, The Jungle. And I'm also really excited that you've been studying this in class. And later on, I'm looking forward to hearing hopefully some of your thoughts and questions around the book as well.
The actual novel follows the story of the protagonist Miko and his friends who live in the jungle encampment Kale, and they hope to one day claim their refugee status and then live permanently in the UK or in France.
The jungle encampment was a real place, a huge makeshift and a dangerous camp where asylum seekers lived before it was destroyed in 2016. Pink Lily, what was the main points you learned from the talk?
I learned extra context and reasons why Puri wrote the text. She was inspired to write The Jungle by reports on incidents that were happening to refugees in desperation to be free. In particular, she read a news article about a young man who had tried to swim the English Channel and failed. His body was found on the Norwegian coast. This desperation for a better life led to her research for the camp and wrote a book giving its people individual identities and their own hopes and dreams. I think she has achieved this with Miko and his friends.
I agree, and she has really brought to life these fictional characters and created sympathy for them and the real people of the jungle that they represent. She also made the encampment and the area in France seem like a dangerous and hostile place for the asylum seekers, with the characters of the ghost men and the treatment by the police and French citizens.
What else did you learn about the characters?
Puri talked about the significance of each character. We learned that Layla's backpack was yellow to show her bubbly and sunny side to her personality. We also learned how Pooja Puri killed Afrazi early on to shock the reader and to hit him with the harsh truth of the jungle, and also to make them reflect on how unexpected his death was.
Yes, and the importance of the lizard's shoes. The people of the encampment can't afford shoes, and many get one pair from charities. The lizard shows his superiority because he can get a new pair of shoes quickly. Puri also told us about how much detail went into her writing the book, such as photograph and map research, interviewing different people like charity workers to get all points of view heard, and she told us how it took 2 whole years to perfect.
She told us about her writing process, which was really helpful for our own writing in school and if we ever want to be novelists. She said that she drafted all of her ideas and she had way too many characters, so she mapped out each character's journey and that helped her to choose the characters that she really needed to include. She then did a mind map for each character of everything about them, to unlock what makes them angry, happy and sad. This way she could unlock how they would react in certain situations.
This is really good advice. Overall, the talk was such a good experience for us to learn about the book and how the writers plan on.
Thanks for listening. This was Emily and Pink Lily on the November podcast.
Next we have our Diversity Today MFL quiz, with thanks to the 17 bilingual students who have taken part. Form groups will be able to enter and guess which each language is. Each person says, "Hello, I go to Sharple School and I like." If you would like to have a go at home, the languages are in no particular order: Mandarin, Cantonese, Lithuanian, Portuguese, Bengali, Danish, Hindi, Urdu, Turkish, Creole, Polish, Gujarati, Somali, Sahili, German, Vietnamese, and Pashto.
Number 1. Salaam alaikum. Jida Sharpal tazama dimaa khwakhi ki cricket.
Number 2. Laubas ashena yi Sharpal's makikla. Irman patinka footballer.
Number 3. Ni hao, wo de xue xiao shi Sharpal school. Wo zui xi huan chang ge.
Number 4. Assalamu alaikum. All Sharpal school sites, no many chocolate boards comments.
Number 5. Daga ho or dog Sharpal school or jungi wat wa.
Or jungi te bo.
Or jungi da lam kao.
Number 6. Allo je ali o Sharpal school e je kon tomo kamar ave gato.
Number 7. Eu vou pra Sharpal escola e eu gosto de fazer desporto.
Eu gosto de fazer escuteiros. Number 8, Chase, idea the Sharple School, Ruby, she.
Number 9, Guten Tag, ich mag Katzen und Schwimmen und ich lese gerne per Anhalter durch die Galaxies. Ich esse gerne Hamburger.
Number 10, Hello. Ma at the Sharple School, Mahanja Ali Berisimos.
Number 11, Jambo, Nandaka Shuleni, Apa Sharple School, Na Napendaka Musikia Francophone.
Number 12, Assalamu Alaikum, Majata Hu Sharple School, Mapasan Karta Hu Video Game.
Number 13, Hello, xin chào, tên tôi là Emma và tôi đi tới trường Sharple School. Tôi thích chơi cầu lông.
Number 14. Merhaba, benim adım Arda. Ben Sharple School'una gidiyorum ve futbol oynamayı seviyorum.
Number 15. Assalamu alaikum. Ami Sharple School'e jai. Ami pochondo kori futbol khelte.
Namaste. Mere naam hai Yahya. मैं तो Sharple School जाता हूँ ने मेरे पसंद आवे वीडियो गेम्स.
Number 17.
Hi, या आपा Sharple School और या कान गोलेदे आ स्विम.
Hi, this is Marcy with the first ever Teacher Quickfire Questions feature on Sharple's Radio. And today I'm joined by our very own Mr. Savage. Hello, Mr. Savage.
Hello, Marcy.
So, Mr. Savage, I'm going to ask you a series of questions just so that the Sharple students can get to know you a little better. The catch is, there are going to be some very quick questions. Before those, though, I have a few questions about you. How long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher far too long to remember. Far too long to want to admit it out loud.
How long have you worked at Sharple's?
A long time. Let's just say it was before the millennium.
Which subjects do you teach and what's your role at Sharple's?
I teach history, but I'm also the deputy head teacher.
Okay, now for the quick fire round. You just need to answer the questions with no explanations. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Homework or ALS?
ALS.
Geography or RE?
RE, get better results.
Exams or coursework?
Exams.
Whiteboard or sticky notes?
Whiteboard.
Books or videos?
Books.
Richard III or Henry VIII?
Henry VIII, he was a player.
School dinner or pat lunch?
Pat lunch, I'm afraid. Pizza. Sorry, Mellors.
Pizza or burger?
Pizza.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Can I go back a minute? Burger. Coca-Cola, all day long.
Nightclubbing or night in?
Nightclubbing. Rave music. Even at my age.
Rave music or indie music?
Rave music.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Ketchup or mayo?
Ketchup.
Comedy film or horror film?
Comedy.
Christmas celebration or birthday?
Birthday.
Diversity day or results day?
Hopefully it will continue to be results day.
Man City or Man United?
Definitely Man City.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Year 7 or year 11?
I've got to upset somebody there. Year 11.
Sharple School or Turton?
I don't want to blaspheme. Sharple School.
Thank you so much for answering our questions today. That was Mr. Savage. I'm Marcy. Thanks for listening to Teacher Quickfire Questions on Sharple's Radio.
You've been listening to Sharple's Radio. Tune in to our next edition.